From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the book of Joshua as he brings the next portion of a message entitled, The Security of the Saints, as illustrated by the deliverance of Rahab. The city of Jericho was under the ban, which means it was devoted to total destruction. There was only one place of safety in the entire town, Rahab's house on the wall. The spies whom she had harbored had promised deliverance for her and her family as long as they were found within the place marked by the scarlet cord. In the time of judgment, the sole place of safety is under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. As Dr. Cairns has demonstrated, Rahab was still in Jericho, but she was no longer of it. Now she was in a covenant relationship, not only with the spies, but with God Himself. Here's a beautiful picture of the position of every believer in Jesus Christ. The presence of the army of Israel struck fear into the hearts of Jericho's inhabitants, especially when the walls began to crumble. For Rahab, however, the very things that frightened others brought joy and expectation to her heart. Similarly, the people of God need not fear the things taking place in this world, for the day of their redemption draws nigh. God is in control. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text comes from Romans chapter 8 and verse 30. Whom He justified, them He also glorified. Here is a precious truth for thee, believer. Thou mayest be poor, or in suffering, or unknown, but for thine encouragement take a review of thy calling, and the consequences that flow from it, and especially that blessed result here spoken of. As surely as thou art God's child today, so surely shall all thy trials soon be at an end, and thou shalt be rich to all the intensive bliss. Wait a while, and that weary head shall wear the crown of glory, and that hand of labor shall grasp the palm branch of victory. Lament not thy troubles, but rather rejoice that ere long thou wilt be where there shall be neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. The chariots of fire are at thy door, and a moment will suffice to bear thee to the glorified. The everlasting song is almost on thy lip. The portals of heaven stand open for thee. Think not that thou canst fail of entering into rest. If He hath called thee, nothing can divide thee from His love. Distress cannot sever the bond. The fire of persecution cannot burn the link. The hammer of hell cannot break the chain. Thou art secure. That voice which called thee at first shall call thee yet again from earth to heaven, from death's dark gloom to immortality's unuttered splendors. Rest assured, the heart of Him who has justified thee beats with infinite love towards thee. Thou shalt soon be with the glorified, where thy portion is. Thou art only waiting here to be made meet for the inheritance, and that done, the wings of angels shall waft thee far away to the mount of peace and joy and blessedness, where, far from a world of grief and sin, with God eternally shut in, thou shalt rest forever and ever.
Thank you.
selection you have just heard is part of a CD entitled Our Song of Praise, featuring the piano artistry and arrangements of Joan J. Pinkston, who serves as pianist at Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For over 40 years, Joan has taught music theory, hymn playing, and composition to thousands of Christian young people at Bob Jones University. During that time, she has sought to instill in them a Christ-centered view of sacred music. Joan's philosophy of sacred music is summed up in her words, "There is really no such thing as sacred music without words. It is the Word of God that draws a Christian closer to Christ. Only when biblical thoughts are expressed in words, as with a psalm, a hymn, or a spiritual song, can any music be considered sacred. When the message of the words and the impact of the music are in harmony, the greatest communication takes place," unquote, Joan Pinkston. Our Song of Praise features 13 of Joan's arrangements of such favorite hymns as Jesus Paid It All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, and Be Thou My Vision. These sensitive renditions are sure to bring blessing to your heart and mind each time you listen to them. Copies of Our Song of Praise may be obtained from Faith Free Presbyterian Church. The price is $15 per CD, which includes postage and handling. Simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Contact us today for your copy of Our Song of Praise.
was in many ways placed in a very peculiar position, and yet in a very suggestive position. She was put in this position of having to continue to live in Jericho, even though as far as the covenant with God and His people was concerned, she no longer belonged to Jericho. She was in it, but she was no longer of it. She was a woman in covenant with God. She was, even as she lived in Jericho, she was trusting the promise of God given through His people. And she was resting and trusting her soul unto God as she dwelt under the crimson seal of that covenant. We have already in a past study considered that crimson rope that was to hang from her window, the sign and the seal of the gracious covenant made with her. For all that period, there was Rahab in Jericho. You'd have to say, from a human perspective, in a place of great danger. Not from the Israelites, but from the Jerichoites. They had already been suspicious of her, and there is no reason to believe that if that suspicion had been aroused again for any reason, that they would have been murderous in their assault against her. She was in a precarious position, humanly speaking. In Jericho, no longer of Jericho, born into the nation of the Amorites, and yet, now by covenant, she was given to the nation of the Israelites. I think that there you've got a picture with which every child of God can identify. Born into the Jericho of this world under the wrath and curse of a sin-hating God. By grace brought into covenant relations with God, trusting under the crimson seal of the blood of Christ, standing on the promises of God in the world, but not of it. It's exactly where the child of God stands today. When we look at Rahab, we will find how we ought to live in such a situation. We find that Rahab must have lived with a great sense of Jericho's impermanence. Everybody else in Jericho was trusting to the defenses, to the walls, to keep out the Israelites. Everybody else in Jericho was laboring with the belief that all that they had held dear until that time would continue to exist. Their future was rooted in Jericho and they had nothing else. But Rahab could look at that city, however strong its defenses, however well provisioned it was for a prolonged siege. She could look at that city in a totally different way, and on every brick in the city there was stamped its impermanence. My friend, that is exactly how God's people, in covenant with God, washed in the blood of Christ, should look at the world. To the ungodly man, this is all he has. This is life to the ungodly man. This is heaven to the ungodly man. He'll never have any other heaven than the heaven he has on earth. That's a solemn and terrifying thought. When you think of the tears in this world, when you think of the heartache, when you think of the disappointment and the disillusionment, when you think of the family breakups and the family feuds, when you think of all the suffering in this veil of tears, and yet for the vast majority of people alive today, this is the only heaven they'll ever have. This is what they want to hold on to. This is what they want to last forever. It's not going to last forever. If you're not saved this morning, I want you to understand that. It's not going to last forever. Then there's the wrath, the curse of the holy God of heaven. The child of God looks at this world and he sees the fashion of this world passeth away. It's but for a moment. I've said this before, I say it again, it always sort of shocks me when I think of it. People talk about, especially when they listen to evolutionary nutcases, they talk about great tracts of time. When you think that from the time of the Lord Jesus Christ until now, we haven't even had anywhere near 1 million deaths. We get so caught up thinking this life is so long and the world is so long and so enduring. Listen, it's here but for the bat of an eyelid in comparison to eternity. And then it's gone. This life, the experiences of it, the opportunities of it, gone forever. The child of God keeps that in mind. And as the old Puritans used to say, therefore holds loose to the things of the world. For however important they are not all important. The impermanence of our present situation focuses our attention on the permanent. The only proper way to live this life is to live it with your eye on the next one. The only proper use of this world is to use it for the glory of God for all eternity. Do not make the mistake of elevating this present existence to such a level where you look on it as if this were the permanent thing. It's not. Remember Rahab in Jericho with the walls all around her and the gates fast closed. Impermanence stamped everywhere. For Rahab, of course, that had a very encouraging aspect, because the things which alarmed others were to Rahab sure signs of her soon coming deliverance. The men of Jericho looked out and they saw the armies of Israel, and while they must have thought they were crazy for walking around outside the walls and not bringing up one instrument of war against the walls, nonetheless, they could not have helped but feel fear to see that army marshaled against them. They obviously didn't fancy their chances in the open field of battle against the armies of Israel. After all, they retreated behind their defense walls. They did not set up any military formations. They had no offensive procedures. They were not ready to fight the armies of Israel on the open field of battle. That was the last thing that they wanted at that time. So obviously, as they looked at the marching armies, their hearts were gripped with fear. When they heard the piercing note of the trumpets of Jubilee, their hearts again felt the cold chill of terror. when finally they saw the cracks in the walls and they heard the rumble as the walls sank down, my, the icy grip of death seemed to grasp at their heartstrings. But when Rahab looked at those same things, what a different set of emotions. She looked at the marching armies, and there was a praise to God within her heart. The day of my redemption draweth nigh. And every passing day brought her nearer. And every event that caused such fear in the hearts of those around her caused to her nothing but unadulterated, unalloyed joy that all that she had hoped for was now about to come. Again, the parallel with God's people in the world today is too plain to need me to spend much time explaining it. There are many things happening in the world that have people full of fear. Every time the world lurches toward what it thinks as world peace, their fears begin to subside. Something else happens, and they realize that it's only a fool's paradise they're living in. This world is still an armed camp. This world has still mad and malicious men, both in power and striving for power, and ready to do whatever it takes to hold on to that power. Then you look at the areas that are beyond human control. I believe, if my reading of Scripture is right, I believe that all the hubbub about the AIDS virus will be a Sunday school picnic compared to what will be launched in this world. There are things out there that medical science doesn't even know as yet to exist. Fearful things. Fearful things. I don't say this to scaremonger. I simply say this, that all these things that alarm do something else to the Christian. They say to us what all those other things said to Rahab, that the coming of the Lord draweth nigh, that the deliverance of the people of God is on its way, that our God is in control. He will judge His Jericho, but thank God, He will deliver His people.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.